You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage, heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Salen Tire presents Dave's Corner Garage. Salen, with you through every turn. The following is a paid program. Warning, the views expressed come from men who've spent half their lives in grease-stained overalls inhaling hazardous fluids. Before taking any advice, consider the source. This program will contain humor of a questionable nature. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Well, okay, go ahead, sir.
I'm not going to do that. It'll hurt me. Welcome to Dave's Corner Garage, a one-hour show packed with lots of information, and we welcome your calls in a bit of time. And we've got a tremendous sort of a town hall venue going on today, a discussion about the ins and outs of leasing. Dave, you want to tell us who's in the who's in our audience today, Dave?
Well, it's nice to be back from holidays, first off. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk about whether it's better to buy a car or to lease a car, or maybe not own a car at all. I mean, that new generation is actually interested in buying cars. They're interested in buying transportation. But on the way there, you still have to have something to get around with. And the options are buying or leasing. So we're going to talk with Rue. Rue is with Durham Mercedes-Benz. Good morning, Rue.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're keeping his last name awake because you never know who's listening. And Andy is here from CarCost Canada and LeaseBusters.
LeaseBusters it is?
Yes.
Thank you, Dave. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This company, LeaseBusters, if you're marketing your lease, you're not happy with your car for some reason, things in your life have changed, and you want to get rid of it, that company will actually sell your lease to somebody and may cost you nothing at the other end. It's a really fascinating industry. So we're going to talk about leasing. And if you have a question, please save it till the bottom of the hour. We'll take your questions then. We want to see you to stay on topic. We're giving away today, pair of tickets to the auto show?
Yeah, we're going to give away a family pack of tickets to the Toronto Auto Show, which
is going
to be coming up next week.
That's right.
So we'll be doing that later on. And also Leaf tickets, because they're going to win the Stanley Cup, of course, this year. Phrase all set. That's the game against Tampa Bay in the middle of March, March 11th. So you can go on to davescornergarage.com right now and register for that. And kind of a cool venue with this town hall panel we got going on about leasing. So if you want to go on right now, go onto the website for leasebusters.com, see all the stuff they got on there and some tips about it, and we'll get into more with Andy and Rui. All right? So this is Dave's Corner Garage.
Yep.
We'll take your calls in a bit. And stick around, and you can listen to us online, too, on our website. We'll be right back. Well, good day. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and while you're listening to the conversation on leasing today, we welcome you to go to a couple websites, leasebusters.com and Mercedes-Benz Durham, that's D-U-R-H-A-M.com, and you can see all the cars that are online and maybe some questions that you have regarding leasing, being in the ditch, all that stuff that I have known nothing about. This guy does.
Here we go.
Not wearing a Batman sweater. This is good. Here's Dave Redding.
Yeah, and actually, this is not a Walmart sweater.
That's I'm very happy you're progressing.
You know, in 2018, because the price of vehicles have gone so sky high, 30% of the trade-ins that are coming back to dealerships have a negative equity of over $7,000. In other words, you're buying two cars at the same time, and you've got to get rid of this negative equity. So a lot of folks have decided that we're not going to own the car, we're going to lease it.
That's true.
Right?
Correct. Yep.
So how do you find leasing? How much of your business, I say at Durham, is leasing?
We're reaching the 40% mark right now.
Is that increasing? Is that
we're finding it's increasing dramatically, yes.
Why?
Again, people don't want to own their car. They don't want to go past the warranty period.
Yes.
They want to have the benefits of knowing they're not worried about putting tires and brakes. They want to buy prepaid maintenance, which you can do with Mercedes, and basically drive the car worry-free.
Now, during a period of a lease is what? Is 4 years, 5 years?
We offer 24 up to 45.
Why is that? Because the residual values are higher on a Mercedes?
Yep, yep. And an interesting thing with Mercedes, they keep it at a cap at 45. Our cars have a 48-month warranty, so 4 years. So when cars do come back, there's still that three-month buffer for a client, so they're not getting any nasty yes. surprises in a car being out of warranty.
Now, Andy has told me once that if you lease a car for 10 years, for instance, you're going to keep a used car for 10 years. If you're leasing it, you can have 3.5 cars and always be under warranty, right?
That is correct, and maybe even more than 3.5 cars. You may even get to 5 cars. Every 2 years, we recommend you switch your car, actually, using leasebusters.com.
So at the end of 10 years, both cars are worth nothing. I mean, a 10-year-old car with 200,000 kilometers has a retail value of $1,000.
Correct, unless you know a good mechanic.
Right. And and during that 10-year, the technology has advanced. Like, you know, the OnDash, the iPhone that works on the dashboard, or the Android, all that stuff that you're not getting.
That is a very good point, actually, especially with the safety features in today's vehicles. They are coming aboard now with some of the safety features that we didn't have even 1-2 years ago, with lane mitigation, accident mitigation, mm-hmm. of course, self-driving cars now, which is big, which is actually something now that I believe Mercedes-Benz is coming out with their new A-Class. It should be at the A-Show.
Correct. And that's actually on the road now, where you could actually talk to your car. So you could actually speak to it and say, Mercedes. And it'll say, how can I help you? So
I'm not feeling well.
What happens if you have you have that with a Mercedes and you talk to Mercedes?
Yes.
And you have the Google one, which is, hey, Google. And you've got the other one that's Alexa. You can have a conversation with three computers.
Pretty much.
I have a question, seriously, but then the leasing side of it with Mercedes, what do you think has been the draw to bring in to the two-year lease as opposed to a 4? Is it to get more people into the business?
Well, two-year leases, I mean, the draw to get people shorter, obviously, sell more cars. I mean, you know, if you get somebody into a 2-year lease, you're going to be turning it around faster. We're going to be getting cars back that are, you know, lower mileage, a little bit better for our used car lot. Certainly well within warranty. So, and the condition of the vehicles are a lot better in 2 years.
And what's happening too, I think, is the price points are a lot more attractive than the perception was maybe 5-6 years ago. It's like, Mercedes, I can't do that. That's going to be like more than I'm eating
my food.
But
the reality is the better the car, the lower the cost of driving it.
Correct. Well, one of the nice things with Mercedes, our residual values are very strong. So our cars do hold their value. The higher that residual value, meaning the value at the end of the lease, the lower your payment. So when you have a car like a Benz, which holds its value the way they do, your payments are a lot lower.
And that's a big point, too, because in a way, it's somewhat similar to why you buy a house. You're getting equity. It's going the yeah, right way as opposed right. to, well, you know, when we had Jim on a few weeks ago, it was more like as soon as you drive your car off the lot, it's like, goodbye. You're losing money on it.
I think one of the other reasons, is it a good way to buy a car by leasing it and then buying it? In other words, I lease it from you or I sell it back to Jim, but then I buy it at the other end?
Actually, a lot of people do that as well because it's a good way to test drive the car for a long period.
Well, I never thought of that, yeah.
So, you know, do I want to commit? Well, not really. Let me see how this car does. How does it perform? How does it handle? Will it meet my needs? Will it be reliable? So, again, one of the things that we deal with, and you know, a lot of times when we're trying to take our customers out at the end, they're actually quite happy with it, believe it or not.
Mm.
And they're actually looking, you know, there's a good percentage, you know, a good 20-25% that say, you know what, this has been such a great car, it's been so reliable, I think I'm going to pay out the balance and I'm going to keep it. Or they'll keep it and pass it on to a family member.
That's what we find too on the website. Very good point, Rui. On the website, people are looking for short-term leases within a year or 6 months and less because they're looking to take that test drive for that amount of time
and
then perhaps buy the vehicle because the residuals on it are very good and they know that they can get even better financing at the dealership after that because they're already a Mercedes-Benz customer.
Now, on your website, when we're talking about LeaseBusters, I'm just transferred from my company transferred me here for 6 months, and I need transportation. It's an ideal place to find something on a short term.
It is. It is a very good place to find something on a short term. For that specific product, you would need to get approved from
yes.
a financial standpoint and have the credentials from your mother company to get approved on that vehicle for 6 months or 12 months or whatnot. But it's a great venue.
And there's no money outlay. I mean, the reality is we're putting that first and last, and we've got a car.
Correct.
Absolutely. Perfect. It's a convenient way of doing it. So we've got some more dialogue going on with leasebusters.com and mercedesbenzdurham.com, and we'll be taking some calls from you regarding leasing in about 10 or 15 minutes. Don't forget to go into davescornergarage.com for a chance to win tickets to go see the Leafs against Tampa middle of March. I think we should get our old Leaf jerseys
on. I'm so excited.
Hey, I know you are. You know, Frank Mihaljevic doesn't play anymore. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
He doesn't.
No. I'll tell you why later. We'll be right back. Stick around. He wore number 27, in case you were wondering.
For Frank?
Yeah.
I know about Frank.
And they retired.
I figured out how the Leafs could win. I really do.
How?
Show everything in black and white.
Oh, God.
If it's in black and white, Punch Imlek will tell you that if it's in black and white, we're doing all right.
I have to tell you this, but you should know where everybody is right now, for everybody listening across Canada. This is Dave's Corner Garage with Dave Reniger. We've got in Ruby Martin from Mercedes-Benz dealers in Durham.
Durham.
And also Andy, I practiced this, Kapadoukakis, from leasebusters.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're talking about leasing versus buying. Now, one of the problems with leasing is excessive mileage. The guy goes over the mileage and he starts paying, 15 cents a K?
With Mercedes, it can creep up even more than that.
Is that right?
On the model, absolutely. Right up to 40, 45 cents.
Wow.
Yeah, depending on...
How high does he have to go to get that?
the more expensive cars, as you can appreciate, like an S-Class, for example.
Yes.
That certainly costs a lot more to maintain than, a CLA.
So we're talking 100,000-plus cars.
Correct.
Okay. So you were talking about during the break that you actually monitor the use of the vehicle as this gentleman is using it or lady is using it.
Yes, we do. So at our store, we've actually got a really neat tool that communicates with, the sales department, the service department, and, as you come in for service, and or based on time, we know that your car will or should have X amount of kilometers. So if we see that you're in last and you're a year into your lease and you just had your service done and, we checked it in with 35,000 and you've got a 24,000 a year kilometer lease allowance, we're going to get a notification saying, hey, you've gone over your mileage. A little red light goes off, to our sales department, and we're going to get in touch with you. And we're going to let you know, listen, Mr. Customer, based on this travel rate, you're going to be over by about 10,000. Are you going to have your driving habits changed? And sometimes they do. A person will buy a car thinking they're doing 24, they change their job, and all of a sudden they're doing 34.
Andy, how much does it affect the value of a lease, the mileage?
It does affect it quite a bit. I would say that when people start to run out of mileage or they think they're starting to drive too much, we're a great venue for that because they can get out of their lease with a lot less penalties, actually.
So the lower the mileage, the easier it is to move it along.
The lower the mileage, it's easier to move it along. And we recommend anywhere from 24 to 30 months. Come on in, and if your mileage is up higher, time to get out of your lease. And that's why Rui actually uses us at his dealership at Mercedes-Benz Durham.
Steadily. Now, do we have a high mileage vehicle? Is it really a bad car, or it just means that it's being used more often? I mean, cars nowadays, nothing really breaks.
That is correct. I think it's more that people want to mitigate their cost.
Okay, such as tires, I guess, and
correct.
Wearables, right? I mean, I've got a car which is now 18 months old. It's been to Florida twice, been to Prince Edward Island once, and I've driven it three times to work. My son borrows it all the time. So it's now 27,000 kilometers, is 18 months old. But it's easy mileage. It's just highway mileage.
That's great lease takeover.
That's a great... I'm calling you Monday.
Fantastic.
Ruby, how long... When you were talking about that your dealership provides like a heads up as to where you are in your lease,
yes.
How far, with the technology in cars now, how far do you think we are away from somebody getting a text on your phone, not when you're driving, that says, hey, by the way, you're going to be over your limit within the next 2 months based on your driving?
That's actually a really good idea. I think I'm going to put that in place.
Well, we could talk about this off air and just put an app together.
But no, that's actually coming along. We our 2019s actually have technology now. It's called Mercedes Me, where it'll actually notify you of things like, the fuel remaining in your tank, your tire pressures, if you've got windshield washer fluid or not, you can remote start the car finally.
Oh, it's on your phone?
On your phone.
Yes, okay.
So app-based program that's standard now on all our cars, GPS tracking, you can geofence. So yeah, that's not far away at all. Like that is literally around the corner.
Let's talk about early lease termination.
Yep.
Okay. I don't have any warranties on it at all. because it's a lease. It's not like I bought a car and I had gap insurance and everything else, whatever. But now I have early lease termination. I go to Andy and I say, I got to get rid of this car. How much is my penalty or what happens? How does Mercedes handle it?
Well, let's give you a real live scenario. And this, again, this is the truth. I know we're on radio, but let's say it like it is. I've got a client of mine that I took out of a lease early on his C400, put him into a C450 a year ahead of time. He's now on a 39-month lease. He's got 13 months left. I've got somebody back at the store as we speak looking to take it over because he's only got 26,000, allowed 67,000 kilometers on 13 months remaining.
Good time to take it over.
Perfect time. So the transfer fee with Mercedes is at $1099 plus tax. So we're covering that. We're getting the customer into a new vehicle. There's a gentleman that needs a vehicle for a short period that needs a lot of kilometers. You can't go out and lease a car for that payment and with no money down. And
now, when you're saying it's a fee, you actually are certifying the car, transferring the plates, doing all the paperwork.
Correct.
Everything. They just say it's a fee, but they never talk about what you're actually doing.
Oh, there's a lot behind the scenes. Yeah, we've got to get an approval in place.
Yes.
We're going to get that car detailed, cleaned up for the new customer, and make sure that all the T's are crossed.
That's serviced and licensed.
Absolutely.
And everything else.
It's like trading players in the NHL or NBA. Hey, I've got somebody here. We can trade them over.
A lot less.
Even better.
Take over.
Even better.
Even better. I like that. Humble. I like being humble. Listen, Dave's Corner Garage is where you are. We're going to open up the phones after this break, and we invite you to give us a call regarding leasing from leasespecialist.com and mercedesbenzderm.com. Any questions you have about leasing, this is the time to give in and give us a call. The guys are here to answer your questions. And anything else about your car that may be going wrong with this lovely warm weather we have. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back right after this. Sebastian, all yours. Smile. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. We're all about leasing today and, of course, anything else that's going on with your car that may not be working in this lovely warm weather, which will be getting better. So, Dave, over to you. We've got a call about
leasing. Yeah, we've got a call and a couple of emails. We have Bridget's on the phone from Norwood. Good morning, madam. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
You know what? Any day you wake up is a great day. That's the motto of my house.
I agree with that. I have a question which pertains to not only leasing, but presumably with leasing, with warranty, you have to go back to the place that you bought the car from.
Great question.
You know, every whatever 20,000 kilometers.
Oh, yeah.
And presumably then parts are covered, but the actual cost of the service isn't. I just have a quick example, high-end car, not leased, but purchased, went back to the same garage, and for renewing brakes and a general, you know, service, which wasn't a large one because it wasn't 75,000 kilometers, was $1,200.
Wow, that sounds like a bit. Answer, gentlemen?
Yeah, I can certainly answer that. I mean, I'll give an example with Mercedes, and some manufacturers actually included in the price of their car, but Mercedes offers you what's called a prepaid maintenance program.
Right.
So as an example, on a C-Class model of ours, which is a mid-level vehicle,
You
could actually buy 3 years' worth of service prepaid for $999.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So in other words, just sell you the package, do all the service, and but that would include wear items and everything else?
It does. And that actually is subsidized 30% by the manufacturer. So just, you know, Mercedes has recognized that, you know, people fear things like maintenance and, you know, the unknown or the uncertainty of what things might cost when they walk in. So
right.
they're offer that to you. Now, things like tires or brakes, those are separate,
or
of course,
because
those
are
accidents.
Like
those are chances.
So, Bridget, what kind of vehicle are you driving right now?
I'm driving a Volkswagen Eos.
Interesting, because that's okay. it's not a high-end car.
No, it isn't. No, but
it is German, though.
I know somebody with a high-end car that it wasn't a Mercedes.
Well, we have to talk to her right now, then.
Yeah,
I guess, you know, part of it is because at dealerships, which I quite understand, the cost of labor is going up and up.
Yes, it is.
So labor was $130 an hour.
Also, another comment to that point is you do not have to go to your originating dealer to do any service with the prepaid maintenance as well.
Oh, you're
right.
Kidding.
Yeah, you can go to any authorized dealership, whether it be a Mercedes-Benz dealership, whether it be a Jaguar dealership, and so on. Anything with prepaid maintenance, you can go somewhere else, where because you may get the car from a different township, then you need to service it at that place.
But it has to be an authorized dealer of some sort.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks
for the call.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Don't forget Valentine's Day, you lot.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, thank you.
I just got money back from Christmas.
Bridget, we'll be over for high tea in a couple hours, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, nice lady.
My wife took me that London someplace. I forgot where it was.
Oh, high teas are great.
Yeah, high tea. We went to
a little
high
brandy
tea
on the side. Yeah. Perfect.
So we have an email that says, can I get more car if I'm leasing it versus buying it?
Interesting thought.
Andy, is that true?
I believe in certain cases it is true. I believe that when you lease a car, you can get a much more expensive car because you residualize the back end of the car,
yes,
which is another $20,000, $30,000 on residual that you don't have to pay for.
I like that. Okay, we're going to be coming right back. Steve, take us out.
We're going to get back to some more questions about leasing and maybe to an extension of what Andy was just talking about. Right after this, this is davescornergarage.com to register to win those tickets. We'll be right back right after this. Oh, if they only knew what was going on when the microphones aren't on. It's probably better not. Bridget, tea, high tea in a couple hours, okay, for sure. It's Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to get back to a question that Andy was talking about with Dave.
Yeah, we were talking about if you're leasing a vehicle, you actually get more car, or a car with more options, I imagine.
You do, because they residualize a lot of the value of the car, so you don't have to pay for that number, which could be $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, because Mercedes-Benz, in this particular case, residualizes a really high amount because their cars hold their value. However, Rui brought us onto a really, really important fact that I myself in the leasing industry did not know this. Rui?
Yeah, actually, I was just talking to Dave earlier. Apparently, it was 1%, you were saying?
Yeah, 1%.
Actually pay cash for their cars, and it's actually quite surprising how many people will come into our store and on the very high-end stuff like a G-Wagon, just write us a check for $200,000, $250,000.
Yes. And the G-Wagon, let me get this straight, is that big square...
A big square box that everybody wants in their driveway.
Why?
Absolutely.
You cannot keep enough of them. We're at a two-year wait right now.
Oh, our producer Sebastian wants one of those. Okay, that would
a lot
make
of rap stars
so
drive that, too.
Interesting thing here is that leasing a cheap car doesn't sound to me like as economically viable as leasing the most expensive part of the model lineup. In other words, get the top of the line, get everything possibly on it, because at the other end, it's really not going to cost you any more money, and you've got a way better car to drive around with.
That's right.
That is very true. However, don't belittle the fact that even the less expensive cars still have a residual anywhere from 30 to 35 to 40%.
Right.
So you can residualize that value still. So it's quite a big number still that you're saving.
I have a question. Because the perception is I can't afford a Mercedes. But not for me, but for anybody else, because I can't. But if I wanted to go in with an entry level of, say $450 a month.
Yes.
What kind of car could I get?
At our store, we can get into a B-Class.
That's fine.
Get you in that budget with some of your initial costs up, you know, up front.
Yeah.
We'll get you close to that number.
They're nice cars, too.
Yeah, fantastic car.
Now, on my situation, I had a budget that I had to hit. I paid down the car. I gave a down payment to reduce that payment.
Which ideally you want to do if you can.
Correct.
Right. So now at the other end, I'm hoping to pick up the difference in the residual.
Some cases when you're doing a lease transfer or a lease takeover, part of the deal, the attractiveness of the deal is because you have put money down or you do not have as many kilometers because your son's not driving it that much, right?
Not anymore. I'm not loaning
Not anymore. That's right.
And here's where actually LeaseBusters, Andy, believe it or not, will comes in really handy is people, you know, will get themselves into a lease, have put down a good amount down. So they may have put down 10 or 20,000 on a Mercedes, found themselves that car not meeting their needs anymore, putting it on LeaseBusters. And there's that $500 car that you were just talking about with no down that they can take over for a year.
Absolutely true. Absolutely. A matter of fact, we just did a McLaren 570S Spider yesterday.
No,
yes, for a young gentleman. We put that up online. And they actually, this is a good example too. It was a prepaid lease.
God.
Yeah, so he prepaid the lease up front for the 24 months. He's got 10 months left and he's looking for someone to take it over.
You know, I see those guys on the racetrack.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we were at Cayuga a couple years ago. There was a guy who pulled up in a brand new McLaren. He could not have been any more than maybe 22 at the most, right? And he just drove this car like stink up the main drag. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and I was wishing he wouldn't make the corner.
They are unbelievable cars, though.
Oh, they are. They better be for that guy.
It's interesting. Now, is there a limit to the value of a lease? Is it open-ended? Like, you could lease anything?
On our vehicles, yes, you can. I mean, there's no limit as to what you're going to lease. And again, different models have different interest rates. So, for example, at Mercedes right now, we've got, lease rates as low as 2.9 with, loyalty applied down to 1.9%. Mm. So really, really good rates.
Okay, here's a theoretical question. We've got a car. It's a three-year-old lease. It comes to the end of 3 years, and I want to release that car. Possible?
That is also possible.
Yeah, so absolutely. I can run that. Explain that situation.
So basically, when you get to the end of the lease, there's a couple of options you have. You could certainly buy out the vehicle, just write a check for it, mm-hmm. which is the remaining.
Obviously, I can't because I want to release.
Or we can refinance it, or we can also release it. So you can take that vehicle and we can redo a lease again for another 2, 3, or 4 years, if you like. So
perhaps with a lower interest rate as well.
Correct.
Because you're an existing client.
And I've been a good boy.
That's right.
Okay. I've never missed a payment. Okay. I've done all the good things, right?
Yes.
So you would release it.
Are you sucking up to him already?
Well, no, I'm just thinking nicely.
Or refinance it. you could refinance it for a little bit longer term, depending on the vehicle. And also manufacturers such as Mercedes-Benz at Ruiz dealerships, they offer what they call a certified pre-owned warranty.
Right.
That if you qualify and bring the car up to a certain spec.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You actually get a much lower interest rate applied to that vehicle, and you have an extended warranty on top of that.
Now, you're in the releasing business.
Yes.
The hottest thing out there is SUVs.
Yes. G-Wagons, right? Apparently.
Well, G-Wagons. do you find that some of the stuff you got won't move, or some of the stuff you got moves immediately?
As soon as we had these last snowstorms for SUVs,
yes.
They went off the website like you wouldn't believe. People were just flocking.
And I went off the ramp.
It took me an hour to get up Bathurst.
Yeah, Avenue Road is a lot of fun at St. Clair.
We stopped for coffee.
We have the Canadian International Auto Show coming up in a couple weeks' time. And coming up next, conversation with Norris McDonald from Wheels.ca about the ins and outs and some hot stuff going on this year at the auto show. So that, your questions about leasing or anything else with your car, right through until the rest of the hour. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We will be right back, so stay with us. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Is
the
it?
Auto show.
Oh.
It's not, that time has already passed.
You know what? If you go to the wheels section of the Toronto Star, actually, I do get it. The wheels section shows Lance Stroll, right.
Thank God you're here, Norris.
And right below him is Norris McDonald, and we're talking about the Canadian Motorsports Hall of Fame, and you got a whack of introductories to do. Good morning, Norris. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Dave. Welcome back to the frozen north.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
Listen, next Wednesday night at the Metro Toronto Convention Center, going to be a great evening. This is 2 days before the Canadian International Auto Show opens to the public.
Yes.
Always must remember that. And as part of the build-up to the opening of the show, there's going to be a really, really neat celebration at the Art in the Automobile exhibit. First of all, earlier in the day on Wednesday, for the first time in Canada, a Formula One team is going to be launched. And that's really kind of a spectacular affair. And this is a team, of course, owned by a consortium of Canadian investors led by Lawrence Stroll of Montreal.
Right.
And his son, Lance, who spent the last 2 years with Williams in Formula One, is going to drive for the new Racing Point Formula One team. And then at this dinner later, where the Formula One people are going to attend, which will have Mario Andretti, who was the 1978 World Formula One champion, as the special guest. The Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame is going to introduce 10 motorsport journalists into the new media category of the Hall of Fame. And it's just going to be a great night. And every one of the 10 individuals being honored are worthy of the occasion.
What I can't understand is I know every one of them. It bothers me.
Does it bother you not? You're not nominated or what?
No, I'm not old enough yet.
That's not 100%. Not 100% fair. And as a matter of fact, a couple of them are not with us any longer.
I know, yeah,
Graham Jones and Len Coates.
Yep.
But the other eight are going to be there. Well, no, pardon me. The gentleman from Quebec, Pierre Lacour, is in ill health and won't be there. But the rest of them, Gerald Donaldson and Tim Miller from the Hamilton Spectator, Eric Thomas of Raceline Radio, Dean McNulty, the famous Dean McNulty.
Toronto Sun Media, yeah.
Toronto Sun. Anyway, they're all going to be there, and a great time is going to be had by all.
You know what? People don't understand that if you're in the car business, you recognize the names. But Gerald Donaldson wrote thousands of books on Formula One, and I think he's one of the greatest experts on Formula One going, other than you.
Well, no. And I don't know nearly as much as Jerry does. Jerry was just a guy who in 1967 went to the first Formula One Grand Prix of Canada at Mosport and just fell in love with it.
Amazing.
And has dedicated his life since to chronicling the sport. As you say, you said thousands of books. Actually, I think it's 25 at last count.
Right.
He wrote the definitive story of the McLaren Formula One team, the acclaimed biographies of Fangio and of course, Gilles Villeneuve and James Hunt, and he is in demand to this day for his expertise. He appeared for years on TSN when TSN used to do a pre-show to the Grand Prix races that they show on Sundays, and he's just a wonderful guy, and it's going to be great to spend the evening with him.
Are you going to be at the show?
Am I going to be at the show?
Well, I'm closing you up.
Okay, so. Well, I'm going to say very quickly,
yeah.
I am hosting Auto Show Live, which will take place four times a day at the Toronto Star booth.
Right.
Going to interview people, moderate some debates, conduct some roundtables, and it's going to be great. And I invite everybody to drop by and say hello. And you know what? You play your cards right. I might actually get you playing Family Feud, which we're going to hold.
Oh, this, yeah, I got to see.
Steve, I just heard you saying that. I bet you want to sign up for this.
No, I'll get Dave in, but I won't put any money on him.
And before we say goodbye to you, you're going to be with us on our town hall, which is on the 18th, second floor, and Norris is be one of the contestants on
it. He's got it.
Yep, Norris
really
will be with
looking us. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Norris. It's
okay,
a pleasure.
Listen, we are going to give away a family pack of tickets right now to the auto show. So give us a call, and Sebastian will take your name down for tickets for the auto show, which you can still buy online at autoshow.ca.
Correct.
Leasing questions, all about it. We got a few more minutes left, and things about your car. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stick around. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we want to let everybody know that later on in the week, you can go to leasebusters.com because the social media guru that is here is Mackenzie Dolan Hughes. That's her website. That's the Instagram, right? Mackenzie Dolan Hughes, and you'll see some of the pictures on leasebusters.com about what's going on here today, and everybody is really well-dressed, too, especially Rui. Suit and tie. I like that.
I've never seen
Thank
a suit
you.
And tie.
I know.
What are you, in sales?
Yep.
And I think he drove up with a G-Wagon.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I drove up with my wife.
She's going to kill you after this. All right. A few more minutes. Go for it.
Here's the question. I'm coming in to lease a car. I'm not sure I really want to lease a car. What are you going to ask me? What should I be prepared for?
Well, I mean, we definitely want to make sure we're doing the right thing for you. So we're going to qualify you, make sure that the mileage that you're driving is going to fit the parameters
right.
of a lease. We're going to make sure that you've checked your insurance, make sure that everything matches up. The last thing we want to do is you know, quote stuff you into a lease just to sell you a car. We are not going to do that.
Now, leasing, I will say that it's deductible.
Yes.
Right. So if I'm in business.
Absolutely.
I definitely want to lease a car.
Correct. And we do find that most people that lease as well, they're definitely writing it off because it's a lot easier. Unlike a purchase where you only get to write off a percentage of the value of the car
yes.
and do all kinds of calculations, accountant's nightmare. They love the fact that when it's a lease, it's literally the payment.
Now it's up to $800, I think?
I believe $800 or $850.
Correct. Plus, I always take. I actually have a logbook with my mileage.
Correct.
It's automatic on my phone, and I just hand that to the accountant, and somehow I get a deductible for
that. That is correct. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
So, and now I come to LeaseBusters. What are you looking for when I want to come to you and get rid of my car?
I would say have your lease agreement with you. That's number one.
Yeah.
Give us a call at the office at 905-629-2270. Even today, we have a crew working there, a young staff of Michael and Amir, that are ready to take your call and evaluate your lease. That's what we do best at LeaseBusters. We evaluate your lease, let you know exactly where you stand, what's good, bad, or indifferent about your lease, whether it be mileage, your down payment, what type of car it is, and how good it'll move on the website and how fast it'll move on the website
so
or not.
Many times you're in the ditch in the lease. You're going to have to cough off some money to, I see that, you know, take over my car and I'll give you $3,000.
That is correct. And sometimes, you know, as you say, in the ditch or not, but sometimes we find a vehicle will move faster on our website when given an incentive such as that. And that is the real reason why people are looking to do that. Our averages, I mean, cars will move anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks on our website.
Mm.
So it is a quite fast-moving website for vehicles that we put on. They'll transfer in a good, timely fashion.
Yeah, I like when he writes, you know, they'll give you $3,000. Your effective payment is...
That's correct.
Right?
So it will reduce it by quite a bit. Absolutely. And we always show pre-tax payment because you got to know what you're really paying for that car.
Here's the other big question I have is, I have now gone through with you and I've sold my lease. Am I still on the hook?
Are you setting me up for when you call me on Monday for
yes,
your own car?
He'll probably call you this afternoon.
Is that what it is?
I think my son will take over. So am I still on the hook for the lease? Go ahead.
With Mercedes, you're not actually, no. So once we've got the transferee approved, the original lessee is off completely.
Completely.
Yep.
And is that normal in the industry?
It for the most part, I can only probably think of maybe only one manufacturer that will keep the lien on the vehicle for the previous client. For the other part, I mean, part of the lease transfer fee that you're paying is to transfer the lien over from the old client mm-hmm. to the new client, your PPSA, as we say in the business.
Unless the guy's maybe a little shaky or something.
They won't let it go through if that's the case.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why their credit has to be as good, if not better, than the ones that are getting out of the lease.
Now, Ruby wanted to step in for a second about the auto show. You wanted to do what? You're going to be Santa Claus today.
Today we're Santa Claus. We want to offer, we also want to match your ticket donation here today or offering, if you will. And we've got 4 tickets back at the store that all you have to do is drive out to 250 Thixon Road South, which is at the 401 and Thixon Road, and pick up these tickets. Ask for me. My name's Rui, and we've got 4 tickets to the auto show for you.
What's the telephone number really slowly out there?
Telephone number 905-666-8805.
Cool. Thank you very much. That's very generous of you.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
LeaseBusters.com, Mercedes-Benz, Durham.com. You'll find it on Google. Remember to keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. Next week is the Auto Show. We'll be there with the town hall on the 18th, and we'll be broadcasting next Saturday. Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.